101.7 AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 916. Good morning. 68 degrees in downtown Wadena. And it's a Tuesday morning. And because of that, we're talking with Lisa Anderson. She's the director over at the Mislowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. Hey, Lisa, how's it going this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. I'll have you hit that big red button on there because I forgot to. So, yep, that one. All right, how's it going today? Let's try that again.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, that's the joys of live radio, right?
Right, yeah. We're just kind of going with the flow today.
We were talking about this with Dana Cannelberry of the Chamber yesterday. We were doing our interview, and they're doing work up on the roof, and they still are. And every once in a while, we heard some jackhammers going, and we heard some stuff like that. So, you know, we just get it thrown all in the mix here today.
Yes, absolutely. And like we were talking before, July 4th just really threw at least me off right in the middle of the week. It's just like, you know, July's almost over.
Right? So it's been an interesting month. And as we go through summertime and we go through all that, what's it been like at the Maz? I know we've talked a lot about swimming lessons and stuff like that, but just kind of everything going on this summer, how are things been shaping up?
Super well. Like you said, it's been super busy over there with swimming lessons. We are in our third session right now, and that ends this week. And then our last session starts, and that's an evening session, and then all of our classes for that last session are full. So Olivia had just mentioned that to me earlier today, and it's just nuts. It's a good organized chaos. You know, there's 100-ish, sometimes more kids going through there in just a small period of time, so it's very busy. And then we have all the other things going on, you know, the pickleball, the regular members, all that kind of stuff. So it's a good busy.
It's a good busy, yeah.
Yes.
It's a good way to put it.
And absolutely.
You know, you kind of mentioned off-air, things start to pick up a little bit once we get into next month as maybe summer starts to wind down and people try and get back into that kind of school year routine. And a lot of that is going to the Maz when it starts to get a little chillier outside. And just kind of what do you have on tap for August, or what do you want to let people know about?
Yeah, like you said, people start to kind of wind down and get back into that school mode. But for August, we have a slew of fitness classes, new ones even, coming. So I'll kind of just do a rundown of the week. We have classes Monday through Saturday. And like I said, there's a whole bunch of new ones. So right now, as August rolls around, we have one of our trainers, Cody, who does a youth strength class Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. And he's actually the FIAD teacher over in Verndale and does some training for us mostly in the classes in the summertime. But that one is for kids. So if you have kids that are interested in, you know, getting stronger, learning the basics of strength training, that's the class for them to go to. We have on the other spectrum, Sean teaches a restorative strength class Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's in the morning. And that is geared towards the senior population, but we have kids take that one as well. And that's basically, I mean, he does a great job with that. It's a little bit of weight work, and then it's a little bit of cardio as well. So that's a good workout. And all these classes last about an hour. And then water aerobics is also another great workout. I have to think about, let's see, Tuesdays at 5 o'clock, Wednesdays and Fridays at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then Thursdays at 5 o'clock in the afternoon as well. So water aerobics is a great workout, you know, if you have joint pain, if you're anything like that, because the water is, you're basically weightless. So that's a super workout. And I know that, I'll preface this too, if Sean, who is one of our trainers, is actually going to compete in a bodybuilding show in October, and he uses that water aerobics class as his cardio workout.
Wow.
So, I mean, it sounds kind of like I don't want to say a sissy workout, but it's fabulous. It's great. So it's a great way to get into the swing of things again. And then a yoga class, let's see, Mondays. Oh, nope, she changed it. Tuesdays at 5:30 and Wednesdays at 8 in the morning. And that's just a kind of a slow flow, easy flow yoga class. And then the new ones that I am going to mention. Monday, we're having a P90X class, and that's a super intense kind of weighted cardio class. And then Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, Melissa is doing a spin class. And then Thursdays at 6:30, a Metcon class, which is kind of the same thing as that P90X. And then Saturday mornings, there's a bike boot camp and then another strength class. So it's, I mean, the fitness classes are, it's a plump full schedule, which is great.
Pump full schedule, wide ranging, and like you said, some of them can be just an hour in and out. You can get your stuff done and continue on with your day. Lisa, anything else going on at the Mass that you want to let us know about while you're here?
No, I don't think so. I know I kind of went through that kind of quick and it kind of scattered. So check it out on our website, WadenaWellness.com. Our Facebook page will have this information as well. And of course we'll have it at the center too. We have paper copies if that's what you want to.
All right. Awesome. And if people want to come talk to you and get that information, where can they do that? What are the times or what are some other ways to reach you?
Sure. Yep. 17 Fifth Street Southwest is our address, right behind the high school. And we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturdays, 8 to 6, and Sundays, noon to six. And this information we have, like I said, on our social media pages and stuff like that. But the paper copies, too, you know, if you're one of those people that comes in when we're not open, you can grab them. They're available, not behind the desk or anything like that. So,
all right. Awesome. Lisa Anderson, she's the director of the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. Lisa, always great to have you up in studio and talk. And we were able to do that now since you didn't quite get bombarded with swimming lessons today. So that's
yes.
That helps us out.
Last week was a little, the first couple days of the session are always a little, where do I need to go? And, you know, parents are leery of letting us teach their kids. And it's always... It's good.
Always a good time. Lisa, we look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a great rest of your day, and
you
we'll
too.
See you on Tuesday. That's Lisa Anderson. And again, if you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, WadenaRadio.com, for the full lookup. And you can also find it on our Facebook page on KWAD.